Hello, is Alexi Harris there?
No, he never, no longer lives here.
Oh, well, maybe you can help me. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential.
All right.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
What is your age?
56.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian? Black or African American? Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, or American Indian? Mixed,
Hispanic.
Including Hispanic?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Not dissatisfied.
And now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between from 0 to 100. Depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one is woke culture or wokeism?
0.
The National Education Association or NED?
25.
Public schools?
50.
Public school teachers?
75.
The U.S. Department of Education?
25.
Donald Trump?
75.
Charter schools?
100.
Moms for Liberty?
Could you repeat that?
Moms for Liberty?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, that's fine. Joe Biden?
25.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Would you rate them as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Could you repeat that, please?
Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Would you say that public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Or staying the same.
Thank you. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, how well do public schools prepare students to develop critical thinking skills?
Six.
How well do public schools prepare students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
Eight.
How well do public schools prepare students to be ready for higher education like college?
Seven.
How well do public schools prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
Five.
How well do public schools prepare students to compete and get good jobs in the future global job market?
Seven.
And how well do public schools prepare students to develop social skills?
Could you repeat that, please?
How well do public schools prepare students to develop social skills?
Eight.
Thank you very much. Now, would you say your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
The right amount.
Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. And I just want to take a few seconds to think for you. So I still have a few more questions to go, so bear with me.
Okay.
As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I disagree.
And would you say you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A little.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one is, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
What were the choices again?
You can agree or disagree.
Disagree.
And would you say you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. The next one is, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
I disagree.
And would you say you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable.
I agree.
And would you say you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one is making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
Somewhat support.
protecting educators' right to free speech and fight back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality?
Don't support.
Somewhat opposed?
Somewhat opposed. Yes.
Thank you. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
Somewhat support.
Increasing discipline in school.
Strongly support.
And the last one for this section, adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum.
Could you repeat that, please?
Adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum.
So much support.
Thank you. Now, some cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
Support.
And would you say you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means that it is somewhat a convincing argument, and 10 means it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 to 10.
Okay.
The first one is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt to rewrite history not only diminishes the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
10.
Thank you. The next one is working for diverse classrooms. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world and a skill that colleges and employers value.
10.
And the last one for this section is, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying the subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians.
7.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one is, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I disagree.
And would you say you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable.
Agree.
And would you say you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. And what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
The last year of schooling?
Yes.
I have a graduate degree.
Thank you.
Master's degree.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Regardless how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you say, would you call yourself a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Not strong Republican.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have any child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yes.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. Now we're about to be finished, and these are the last few questions. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
A very conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Every week.
Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you very much. And that was the last question. I appreciate your time and your effort to participate. So.
All right. Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful day, sir.
All right. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.